Crassus, the richest man in Rome, but bankrupt as a general. This is a kind of a second one on what I refer to as ancient custers, or people having a bad day. Marcus Licinius Crassus is, most people are aware of, as the one of the members of the first triumvirate with Caesar and Pompey. Now, he, of course, was the richest man in Rome. Each one of the three had a specialty. Caesar was politics, Crassus was money, Pompey was military, and then the three of them then jockeyed for position to try and gain total control. Crassus ends up being the first one to go out, which is why I've selected him. Now again, as the richest man in Rome, he, along with the other two gentlemen, had survived the social wars, which occurred with Marius and Sulla, and in the case of Crassus, he was very good at purchasing the land from various opponents who had been removed during the war. But his real claim to making money was his quasi-fire department that he had in the city of Rome. There really was no such thing as a fire department as we have today, but in the case of Crassus, what generally took place was fire would break out in the city. Crassus' people would show up. They wouldn't put the fire out. They would offer the person who owned the building on fire a certain amount of money. If he sold, then they'd put the fire out. If the man wouldn't sell, they did nothing. And as the house burned, or the property burned, the price went down. It's also been said that he had a very large number of arsonists, to assist him in his urban renewal plan. He's got one of the great quotes. He says, "No one is truly rich unless one can support his own army," and he himself supported at least two, sometimes three legions. And more than half of the Senate was in debt to him. So this is, you know, at the end of the social wars, when we're looking for people to get together to try to dominate Rome. He's the money man. Pompey's the military gentleman in the east. And Caesar is the politician who controls the mobs. Unfortunately for Crassus, he was never a good general. He should have stayed in business. He thought he had an opportunity to show his greatness during the Spartacus rebellion. His first opportunity in that was a dismal failure. And even by the time that Spartacus's forces are put down, Pompey's forces from the east and Lucullus's forces came from Iberia, and combined with Crassus's forces and the rest of the Italian forces to defeat Spartacus. So he really doesn't get any credit. Later on, as the three become pretty much ensconced in their position, he decided that he needed to get a military reputation just as Caesar was getting a military reputation in Gaul. So he decides to attack Parthia. So he goes off to the east in 53 BCE and is planning to attack Parthia with an army of over 40,000. Unfortunately, most of his scouts were Parthian. They led him through Armenia and the Roman army into a desert where they were pretty much surrounded and cut off, and then under constant attack by the Parthian cavalry and bowmen. In the end, there's this gigantic battle at Carrhae in which the Roman army is defeated. Now, prior to that, Crassus had sent his son, Publius Crassus, to try and get aid, but he had been cut off and killed. His head was put on a spear and brought to the Roman camp, and they taunted Crassus by saying, "Surely this was not the son of Marcus Licinius Crassus, because he was too brave." At the end of the Battle of Carrhae, 30 of the 40,000 Romans were killed. Crassus was, well, some versions that he was killed in the battle. There are several Parthian accounts. There's one Parthian account where he was captured and later beheaded. And then there's another version in which the Parthians tied him to a chair and then killed him by pouring molten gold down his throat. It's kind of a an interesting thing for the richest man in Rome to go. And in the end, they cut his head off. Now, what then takes place is the head is put on a charger, silver plate with a metal cover. They take it to the Parthian king, who is at a play. It's the Bacchae of Euripides. And they present it. We like to present, maybe present Marcus Licinius Crassus, and they pull off the top of the charger plate, and there's his head. And supposedly the king of Parthia grabs it, tosses it up on stage, and says, you know, use it as a prop. So, an interesting end to Marcus Licinius Crassus. A very Custer-like end, if you will.